Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Pete. The Pete McMurray Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Boy, you know you got a hot guest when the phones are already ringing to talk to him. Do you have a number that keeps coming up in your life? The universe may be trying to tell you something. What does it mean? Well, let's find out. Let's welcome in world-renowned numerologist Josh Siegel. Josh, thanks for coming on. How are you, brother?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Today is 9/9/19. Josh, does that mean anything at all?
Well, you know, in all honesty, you got to take this stuff a little bit with a grain of salt, even in the work that I do, right?
Yep.
Not overtly does it mean something specifically to this day, but it does have a general meaning. Nine is the number that has to do with, it's the universal number. It's interesting. Nine really affects things on a worldwide level more than other numbers do. And I was, just watching some of the day's events before I came on your show today.
Okay.
And you had there was this thing in Britain with Boris Johnson, who was the prime minister there, the whole Brexit thing.
Yes. Yep.
Where it's a fascinating political situation going on there where you have, the country wanting to basically exit from the European Union.
Right.
And what's interesting about today, there was a vote held in the House of Commons in order to essentially do a snap, I guess you call it, election, general election.
Yep.
In order to get, I guess Boris wants to get out of this whole thing without even a deal. He wants to leave the European Union. And the part of the country that is against this is also in the House of Commons and the government there. And they killed this deal that he tried to put together today because they don't want to just jump ship like that, right? And I just thought to myself, this is a very, very, symbolically a very nine-ish type of situation because nine rules ending. Think about the number nine. It's the last single digit, right? 1 through 9.
All right.
And so it rules an ending. It rules a completion. And in many cases, in my work that I do, when people are influenced by the number nine, there's these numerological cycles. And wait till I have some information for you tonight that's pretty, pretty amazing. Considering I just talked to one of the guys on your show, and it's even more amazing once I tell you this. But I'll give that to you in a second.
All right.
So the idea is that in a nine, you have a completion cycle. We end things out, and sometimes we'll reconnect to the past, or we'll let things go and move on, right? It's a very classic understanding of the nine. Well, look what's happening here on this day. This Boris Johnson represents people in Britain who want to let go and release and exit and out of the European Union, say goodbye, and maybe go back to sort of the old days, where Britain was sort of its own entity, right? So I thought, and it has to do with a lot of people. It has to do with the entire, continent of Europe. I said, okay, I could see a connection with that. But to sit there and take a day and ascribe too much to it, you get into trouble.
So the number nine is a beginning or ending of something. Is that right?
Well, you just said something interesting. It's the ending of a nine-year cycle, okay?
Okay.
Typically, in Pythagorean numerology, that smart guy from 2,500 years ago that created the Pythagorean theorem that we learned in school, guy? Okay, so
that we never used? Okay.
That we never used. He didn't even use it back then. But the idea here is that in a nine cycle in your life, there will be completions and endings. Like I'll see typically, I've done over, 20,000 sessions in my life, right? And so I'll see reevaluation of your life. Sometimes people will move, or they'll end a job, or sometimes people, if they're not in a good relationship, they'll leave that. And now you have to understand what comes after that, an entirely new 9-year cycle, which means you go back to one again. Right. So you're right. In a sense, from every out of every nine cycle, there is the one, the new beginning. And so they will initiate, pioneer new goals. Maybe they'll get a new job, or they'll start up something on their own, or they'll start up a new relationship, right?
Right.
So it kind of works together. That's the cyclical nature of life. We see this all the time about fashion comes back every once in a while. You know, the music comes back every once in a while from 30 years ago. Now all of a sudden people are dressing and playing music similarly. These are that is the natural cycle of life.
Okay. I'm just trying to take all of this in. How do you become a numerologist? Do you wake up one day and say to yourself, oh my gosh, these numbers keep coming to me. Maybe I need to study them. Or is it something that you grew up with? How did you become where you are right now?
That's a good question. My parents had a lot of heart attacks. A lot of heart attacks.
You're becoming a what? Josh, what is wrong with you?
It really, really didn't fit into my environment growing up at all. I mean, at all. My mother was a professor here at UCLA.
Oh, boy.
She was a total skeptic.
Okay.
I mean, a rationalist. And a very sophisticated intellectual, an academic of high regard. And my father was attorney, and a very successful attorney. And they were both hardworking and both very practically minded. The numerology thing had nothing to do with my environment. But as I, gave you a little bit of a quick blurb on me before, I was adopted and just at birth. And my biological parents were hippies in the 60s, and they were very sort of creative types. My dad was a bit of a rock star in the 60s, had a couple of hit songs. And my mother was, a singer-songwriter. And I think biologically, I think that there's something in the genes there.
Right, right.
That made me a little bit more alternative. But I didn't know these people, remember, as growing up.
Yeah.
I met them later. But my parents were very sort of, academic, and you prove what you do, and science and things like that. I think what it was is that I questioned everything. I didn't get answers. I felt like there was something more to life. I just didn't buy that life was just what I saw. And I think I started studying, because I grew up in a Jewish family, Jewish mysticism called Kabbalah, and which is a very sort of mystical system of numbers.
Right.
And there was kind of the perfect combination. Peter, it was sort of like science, numbers, mathematics meet sort of the unexplained, the spiritual, right? My biology meeting my environment growing up, right? The academic meeting the sort of creative hippie type. It just sort of came together. Wait a minute. There is a way that you can prove that something else exists, that there's an intelligence life, that things are just not a bunch of random experiences. And I think it fascinated me, and I got so obsessed with it that I started studying it, and I found like all the major religions and all of these great teachings from antiquity, they all had this sort of philosophical system of numbers, that there was this hidden code in everything. And it was, substantiated in a scholarly way. I mean, there's writings and comparative religion and mythological stories. They always have these numbers in it. I said, is there like this universal language of numbers? What does that mean? And how does it apply to us? I mean, do we have our own numerical code too, just like the universe around us? And I found that we did. I found that it does work. I mean, I'm not an infallible computer, but I have helped tens of thousands of people with their lives legitimately using a system that has a certain amount of provability to it. I've worked out the system enough to be able to say, hey, let me tell you about yourself.
Right.
Let me help you understand your patterns. And it works.
So you believe that numbers connect everything?
Yeah, there is a... And to me, it's a fact. It's a fact. I mean, our whole lives are based on numbers. I mean, really, what is not, based on numbers? I mean, your Social Security number, your bank checking number,
everything,
your ID number.
Everything has a number, sure.
Your license plate number, your address, your phone number. I mean, it's like everything has a number to it. Even, when we're talking right now, we can record that, as you well know, digitally. And you will see that there's cycles, vibrational cycles to our voice.
Yep.
Three kilohertz. And that can be measured in numbers. Everything has a vibration to it. It really is true. Like all things has a vibration to it. It's just understanding how it works.
Do you believe that there are no chance meetings?
You have to understand something. I've heard thousands upon thousands of stories of people's lives, okay? And I call this, my version of case studies, right? And I'm a very discriminating person. I really am. I've dealt with skeptics before, and
sure,
I always laugh because you know, many times these people are, you know, I say, you have no idea what a skeptic is. I mean, my mother would literally deny you existed unless you had a scientist prove it to her.
Right, of course.
And so I understand, but I have to tell you, just based on actual, you know, what I'd say, over 20 years of research, there is this kind of synchronicity that happens. You know, I don't know if you're heard of this, you know, Carl Jung, the great 20th century psychoanalyst. He was he's really the godfather of psychology, of psychoanalytical psychology. He found that numbers were like a part of the beginning of man thinking, you know, and understanding the world around him. It's like he called them archetypes or symbols that really stand within, like, the going back to history of thousands of years ago, man really started to really understand the world around him with numbers by quantifying things, you know? Mm-hmm. So we started measuring the seasons, right? The four seasons,
right,
and astrological things. And we just started to see, wait a minute, there is an intelligence to what's going on. Do I think that there's, you know, life is just a series of random events and we're all bouncing off each other? No, I don't, because I've seen how it works with too many people and my own life. And I'd say that the vast majority of major things that happen in a person's life are a part of a bigger picture,
right,
a bigger pattern. Now, people ask you, well, are you saying that everything is fate and destiny and there's no free will? And absolutely not. What I found is that you were born with some things that are destined to happen, or else I wouldn't be able to do what I do. But it's up to you to start to wake up out of the pattern and kind of change the matrix that we live in, right? You know, you have friends that, like, you know, have always had those bad type of relationships over and over again. You're like, my God, you're such a smart person. And here you are, you attract another knucklehead. How is this even possible? It's because of this pattern inside of them. You know, psychology talks about this a lot, where we grow up in an environment that affects us, you know, in our developmental stages, right? When we're young, we're like a sponge, and we're just repeating what we know. The numbers actually show what that is, and that you're destined to have that lesson, but you're also destined to wake up out of it, and the numbers grow as you grow, and it kind of morphs into and I want to say this. Everyone has a higher purpose. Everyone on this planet has a special purpose, and it's always difficult at first. But when they finally connect to it, it's where they have the greatest fulfillment in life. And that's what I help people with, is to break out of their patterns and find their fulfillment and their higher purpose. And it's there in the numbers.
It's so interesting. His website is josh-siegel, SIEGEL.com, josh-siegel.com. Okay, so I sent you a text and I gave you my numbers. There's three reoccurring numbers in my life. The first one that's been going on for the last few years is the number 97. What does that mean?
Well, okay. So, all right. When you look at it, well,
is that good or bad?
No, it's not. It's neither. But I could literally talk about one number for 2 hours to give you an idea of how much information I base. But have to understand something, that there's a general symbolism to a number, and then there's general symbolism to two numbers put together, right, to form a double digit. In this case, 97, right? Okay. So 9, by the way, I did your chart because I asked you for all of your information, your birth name and your birth date.
Right.
I was able to calculate this. And so, first of all, I told you that we come under these different cycles in life, and that every year will have a numerological, depending on what your birth date is, and depending what year we're in, you will have a numerological cycle that'll say, hey, this is what you're going to be influenced by, right? Well, it turns out that you are in a 279 year for 2019, right? And there's the 7 and the 9 blended together the cycle that you're in. So that's the first thing I saw.
Okay.
Right? Your producer, right?
Michael.
Says to me, Michael, right. He says to me, just want to, you know, find out about my birth date. I think he said something about 27 or something.
Was it? 27.
Yes,
that's your
27.
That's your lucky number because that's the day you were born.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, I had already calculated your chart, and you are a 27. And in numerology, we always add it down to get to the base root. 2 and 7 make 9. You're in it. So he comes on. I already did your chart. Okay, it's already here, written. He comes on and tells me he's born on the 27th and he wants to know about that. You're in a 27 year. I already was going to tell you this, okay? And which, of course, is a 9. 2 and 7 make 9. So here's the combination of 7 and 9. So what is that? 9 rules, as we just talked about it. It
right.
rules the masses. It rules the public. It rules, you know, reaching out to people. Now, typically 9 is supposed to do something that benefits society, that's good for people, right? If you look at what's going on the 9-9 and the whole Brexit thing,
yep.
there's two differences of opinion over there. Some people think it's good to leave so that, you know, Britain can attain their former glory and independence. And some think, oh, no, we need to be in this whole thing together because of trade and things like that, right? They both have their own view of it, but it's what they think is going to be good for society, correct?
Yep.
Right? Okay. In the same token, this 9 that you see as a part of the 97 is that, okay, this is saying that you need to do something on a public level that may help people or do something. Now, this is where it comes in. What about the 7? How does the 7 play a role in this? Well, 7 rules truth and knowledge and information. Okay? So on a very sort of, you know, I would say, basic level, a 97 would be someone who educates or who informs people on the masses, right?
Right.
Look at what you do. You interview people and you can, you know, learn more about, you have people like me on and other people that some people might find interesting. And so you say, oh, well, I'm already doing that, Josh. I'm being a 97. And I would say that's only a superficial rendering of the number. I would say there's something deeper happening here for you because you're seeing this and you happen to be in a 279 year,
oh,
right?
Boy.
So I would say, now, and I looked at your chart.
I got to get
busy. I looked
busy.
At your chart. Yeah, I would say that you're here not just to talk on a show and get information from others, but your truth, your information. At 9 is sometimes associated with wisdom, right? So this would mean that you do something, maybe a project, and I was looking at your chart as, well, how would he do that, right? Well, I looked at your chart and I said, okay, well, he's got numbers that I typically associate with the media, like television, radio, the 11s. I see 3 of those,
okay.
Right? And then I see 3, which can rule speaking for a living, right?
Yep.
And I see another 9, which means the public. And I go, okay, I get it. I see why he does what he does. But that's only part of the chart. 3 also rules writing. And this other number in your chart also supports the possibility of writing. Now, understand that our ultimate goal and our lessons in our chart are where we sometimes have blockages, right, and self-doubt.
Okay.
But I would encourage you to tell your story, right? Share your wisdom and your truth to people in a way that might help them and inspire them. You know, 11 just doesn't rule the media. It rules somebody who enlightens people, right? Who inspires people. It's an aspirational number. And 3 has to kind of get over the self-doubt of talking, you know, about yourself in a more vulnerable, you know, way. Or not, you know, we talk about bringing things up,
right?
You're good at getting things out of other people, right? But I would say that part of your challenge is to tell your story and share what you've learned along the way, right?
So I
would say that if you're, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Keep going.
So I would say if you're seeing the 97, right, I would say, and I'm looking at your chart, I'd say it's time for you, because remember, you're in this 9 year, which you now know that means 2020, you start over again in a 1.
Yep.
Right? So this is a big transitional time for you, a reevaluation of your life.
Oh, boy.
What's going to be the next phase? What's going to be, you know,
boy, you
what
nailed
are you letting
that one.
Go of and releasing?
You nailed that one right there. Yeah. Michael's even laughing. He knows. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. That is, wow, you did nail that. Josh Siegel. Josh, I got to take a quick break, and I'm going to have people call up with just the number that keeps coming up in their life, and you, we're going to bang through some calls coming up next, okay? And,
you got it.
And I'm also, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what actor I think Josh sounds like on the phone.
Oh,
because
boy.
We teased that before you came on. And listening to you talk, it's like, oh, my God, he sounds exactly like that actor. Josh-Siegel.com is his website. It's 720 WGN. Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. On the phone with us is world-renowned numerologist Josh Siegel. We're going to take your calls in just a second, but I just want to recap because, Michael, your lucky number is 27, and this is your year because 2019, Josh, is 279, all good numbers, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just thought that was, again, here is a synchronicity. I prepared your chart. I looked at what numerological cycle you're under, which was 27.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you all about it. Your producer comes on and tells me, hey, you know, let me tell you about my number, 27. I said, my God, what's going on here? This is what I'm talking, you know, this is already, it's happening right now. These are these strange occurrences. How do you explain it? I mean, how many double digits numbers are there? 99, right? So I'm just telling you, there is a connection with things with numbers. And I'm telling, most people have a number that has affected them in their lives. Most people connect to a number. Historically, things that happen in people's lives that are associated with numbers, they follow people around. I've been doing this for 22 years. Thousands of people have called me about this stuff.
Right.
And want to know why. And I'm telling you, it is the subconscious mind chewing in to this hidden force in nature, this beautiful and intelligent universe around us, that code where things are happening in your life for a reason. And a part of you is recognizing it. A part of you recognizes the ancient language of numbers. And it's telling you something.
This is why we connect, Michael.
I thought there's always something in the air when Pete and I get together. So now it makes sense. And I'm glad that it's all has to do with, you know, the subconscious
mind.
This
is why we connect. But the good news is this is my year, not yours.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Lulu on line one. Lulu, what's your number? You're on with Josh Siegel. What is it?
Hi. It's 24, a simple one. It's my birthday.
24.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it's a great number. As always, you want to break it down to the single digit. So it's a 2, 4, 2, and 4 make 6, right? So 6 is usually a number. Well, it's a number that appreciates what I call the, you know, relationships, family. It is a loving number. It's a caring number. It's a giving number. And it likes the security of having people around. And some 6 energy sometimes can represent some of the more creative artistic things, or at least an appreciation for that kind of world. And it's creating a beautiful home and a security in your life and loving the people around you. That's why I think it's a beautiful number. It can give you a little bit of an intuitive sensitivity towards others because you can kind of feel where they're coming from a little bit more. And if you see the number a lot in your life, do you see it or you just happen to like it because it's your birthday?
Well, it comes around every month, so I hear that 24.
Okay.
Certainly does. Well, look, it does come around, you're right, but you know, look, it does mean that you have an appreciation for the things that I just talked about. Now, if you saw it, you know, in the son of obsessive way, it may have a deeper significance to it. But it's, for all things considered, it's a very nice number to have and connect to. It means that you have those, you know, or attracted to and maybe have some of those qualities.
All right. Thank you, Lulu. By the way, Lulu was on hold for 40 minutes just to talk to you, Josh.
Good God.
Just to let you know.
Just for that?
Nancy's been on for 30 minutes. Nancy, you're on with Josh Siegel. What's your number?
1111.
1111? My gosh. Here it is, Josh.
I knew it. What did I say? Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
The most common series of numbers that people see by far is 1111. Okay. And now, I did this project back years ago. I think it was around 07. The special features, the extra features on the Jim Carrey movie, The Number 23,
right,
which is basically the supernatural thriller where Carrey's running around being haunted by the number 23. Now, the movie had not come out yet. They did big special features back then, and they interviewed me. They did like an entire mini documentary with me. It was a fascinating situation for me to spread some of the knowledge I had. But here's what's interesting. They asked me about, is it possible that people could see the number 23 in just regular life, not in this movie? And I said, well, to tell you the truth, I've had thousands of people call me and they see the number 1111, right? Now, the movie had not come out yet. Certainly the DVD hadn't come out yet. When I watched the DVD, they cut in the scene where Jim Carrey in the film, which of course I didn't know existed, looks at the clock and he's seeing 1111. It's in the film, which I had no idea. So, and they edit it in. I said, oh my God, here, it's even in the film.
Right.
If you see the 11-11, okay, let's get this clear. 11 is the number of awakening out of the everyday to I call sort of the breaking out of the matrix, where you start to realize and seeing things. Remember we talked about how numbers, the real mystery behind it is it's telling you that things are happening for a reason.
Right. Yep.
Well, if there ever was a number that symbolized waking up to that fact, it's the 11. That means that you are on a journey to awakening out of the everyday into sort of this deeper understanding of life. That means that you're on a pathway. And that means that a part of you is ready to change and evolve into a better understanding of life where you're more connected to things and you're more awakened and you're maybe a little more spiritual, you're a little bit more knowing about things happening in your life, that you have a special purpose. All the things I talked about are encapsulated in the 11-11. And that's why so many people see that series of numbers more than others, because it signifies that you're ready to get out of the sort of, I'm got my tunnel vision on. That means you're on a special, you're on your journey now. That means that you're part of you is waking up. And that's great, and that's a good thing to know. Look into more of this stuff, and you may find some deeper answers for you, certainly.
Nancy, yeah, I love it. I want to be on that journey, too. Thank you for calling, Nancy. Let's go to Betty. We'll get a few more in. Betty, you're on with Josh Siegel. Yeah. What's your number?
My number's 504.
504? 504? Why is that?
The only reason I notice it is because that was my office number at work for 42 years. I never thought anything about it. I mean, I don't see any purpose in it, but it's turned up in so many things, like receipts or bills, or we went to a restaurant the other night, and our booth number was 504.
Oh, wow. So it's following you around, 504. Josh, what does that mean?
All right, so that's a triple digit now. Now we're getting into some interesting things. Uh-oh. How do you decode a triple digit, right? it gets into this advanced numerology, and I always try to simplify things because what I do is actually very, very complicated. You know, I don't, when I talk to a client, it's not, I talk like you're an old friend, but I'm really, but you have to look, when you have a 504, okay, you can add it all together. First of all, 5 + 0 and 4, you can get a 9. Now, we know what 9 is.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, 9 may be, you know, doing something to help others, you know, teaching or, you know, being a good role model or, you know, volunteering or a little bit of charity or a little bit of something where you can community oriented, right? And now, which is good. That's a good thing. That means it gives you kind of a little bit of a purpose there with that number, right? Now, what the interesting thing about five and the four is that this is a little ironic because you were at that job for how many years?
40
years or so? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you stick with something long, that's very four-ish because four is about doing the hard work and the day-to-day grind, right? But five is a number of freedom. Five is the number of freedom and change and new opportunity. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you're not at that job anymore, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I retired.
You have to look. You're retired. Okay. You busted your ass with the four, which is the hard work day to day. Five is now coming in and it's saying, hey, do you want to travel? Do you want to do things you've never did before? Do you want to, change your patterns in life and say, you know what the hell, I'm going to do this instead? This is five's about doing things outside of the everyday stuff you did with the four, right?
I want a five.
And so this could be a time frame in your life. Well, this is an interesting thing because it's telling me that it's time for you to break free in a new way. And also maybe a little bit of that finding meaning and helping others with the nine, a little community and social stuff. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Thank you, Betty.
I appreciate this.
504 Betty.
You got it.
I'll always remember that. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, you're on with Josh Siegel. What's your number?
58.
Okay.
Almost.
58.
Roquan
Smith, our linebacker for the Chicago Bears. That's his number. Wilbur Marshall, former linebacker for the Chicago Bears. Go ahead, Josh.
And I'm a Bears fan.
Trivia.
Yeah.
All right. So now we just did a 5-4 combination. It was 4-0-4. But this is a 58. Okay. Now, this is a little bit different. Fours and eights are similar, but different in another way. And here it is with the five. Okay. So eight is your goals in life. Okay, this is what you want to accomplish and what you want to achieve. And it's also a number about financial things and how you succeed in life. Now, five, right, is, I just told you, is a restless number or a number for change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So right. This means that you a few things. One is that you're either restless or changeable in what you want to goals in your life, which means you might have several different, or it's telling you it's time to change your pathway on how you make money or what your goals are in life, what you want to accomplish, right? Now, if you add those together, 5 and 8, it becomes 13. Now, you know that whole, you know, fear of the number 13, the death. You know, it's the death card and the tarot card, the 13 tarot
card. Shoot, that was my lucky number.
Yeah, that's your number, Pete.
Yeah. But 1 and 3 is 4, and 4 is a good number.
Right. Right. Now, listen, you mentioned 13 to me.
Yeah.
Right? Peter, we spoke about that, that it wasn't just 97, it was 13 also. Right?
Yeah.
And when you add 1 and 3, it becomes 4, as you just pointed out. So listen up. Listen up what I'm about to say, because this applies to you in a way, okay? I told you you're in this transitional year.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Go ahead.
Listen, I just told you in a transitional year. Now, what happens when you with 13, 4 is? Now, 4 is your day-to-day, your routine, what you and your predominantly your work and your structure in life. 13 is the death of that, meaning a change or a transformation, right? And that means that this goes along with that 5-8 combination of not changing your goals and what you want to accomplish in life, or at least having some other facets to it so it's not boring or filling stuff. And the 13-4 may mean that you're going to build a new structure with that, right? So you might change your job. You might change, you know, your focus. You might reorganize what you do in order to make room for these new goals, right? So yours is very kinetic, meaning I feel like there's some fire in there about some things happening in your life. You know, it's something to look into as far as where you're at and what you've been feeling, right? And check in with yourself on that, because there might be some bigger changes ahead for you.
Oh, boy. I feel like we're going to talk later on this week. Josh, you've been great, man. By the way, people can call you for a reading and you'll do their entire chart. Is that right?
Yeah, which is far more involved. You know, ironically, the numbers in a chart, most of them come from your birth name. Every letter equals a number. So there's a hidden code in your name.
Oh, wow.
And so just like with astrology, with the planets, right, and how they're arranged at birth, numerology is sort of the numerical chart from your name. Every letter equals a number and your birth date together. And it's a very complex system when it's done appropriately. And I'm sort of like someone who's like an old friend in the way I kind of help you to understand certain patterns and connect the dots for you and help you to deal with the challenges. And this is what I do. I love doing it. I love transforming people's lives and bringing service to others. This is what I'm here for.
Josh-Siegel.com. You'll see everything right on the front page to book a reading. Josh, thanks for coming on, man. Have a great night.
Yeah. Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. It's 720 WGN.